I thank organizers for inviting me to this remarkable meetings. It is series of meetings, and on the previous meetings of such time in Utrecht, I spoke already about this result, partly they were reported already. In principle, no, on this meeting already some people mentioned this BFKL approach, so-called BFKL approach. It is very old. It was BFKL equation was constructed in 1975 in leading logarithm approximation, and only in 1998 next to leading corrections were calculated to the kernel, integral kernel of the BFKL equation. But nevertheless, it works. Predictions of these BFKL equations are important not only for QCD, but also for N equal 4 supersymmetric field theory. No, for example, for QCD, Professor Vermasteren yesterday gave the talk, and in his paper with Vogt and Moch, after 10 years calculations, they found three loop anomalous dimensions in QCD and splitting kernels for Dirichlet equation. And this result were in agreement with BFKL predictions. And I think only after finding this agreement, they published their paper. And now these BFKL predictions are in agreement with calculations of anomalous dimensions up to four loops in N equal 4 supersymmetric field theory. And therefore, in my opinion, it is very important. And the second important thing, that integrability appeared just in this Reggie kinematics, in BFKL kinematics, initially in 1993. And I start my talk, no, there is introduction. The most important thing in high-energy scattering is that gluon is not elementary particle. It belongs to Reggie trajectory, and it can be established by summation of contributions of Feynman diagrams in all orders of perturbation theory. Namely, if you consider so-called Reggie kinematics, energy is much larger than momentum transfer, then in this kinematics, elastic amplitude in leading logarithm approximation can be written in Reggie form. This is Reggie form with some residues and with Reggie trajectory. And typically for hadrons, it would mean that, for example, similar form for hadron, for scattering of hadrons would mean that the particle in crossing channel is not elementary particle, it has some inner structure. And therefore, for QCD also, we can conclude that gluon in crossing channel is not elementary particle. It lies on the Reggie trajectory. Reggie trajectory is 1 plus omega. And in leading logarithm approximation, it is written here, it contains infrared divergency, and this infrared divergency can be regularized using Higgs mechanism in such way, or using dimensional regularization. In such way, this infrared divergency appears only on intermediate step of calculations when we calculate observables, no eigenvalues, for example, of BFKL kernel, they disappear, these infrared divergences. The most important kinematics for calculation of total cross-sections at high energies is so-called multi-Reggie kinematics, in which not only energy of the initial particle, no, sum of energies of initial particles is large, but also pair energies of the final particles is much larger than all momentum transfer. It is generalization of Reggie kinematics. And in this multi-Reggie kinematics, The amplitude has very simple factorized form. It is written here in this form. Apart from usual propagators in crossing channel, gluonic propagators in the crossing channel, we have also Reggie factor for each crossing channel. This Reggie factor with this universal Reggie trajectory, which was obtained from elastic amplitude, and it appears again here. And we have new object here, namely so-called region-region gluon vertex. I named this. This is denoted by C. And if I consider production of gluon with definite helicity, then it has surprisingly simple form. No, in little Lagrange approximation, no, in Born approximation, of course. And if you want to calculate total cross-section, you should use usual formula for total cross-section, but because scattering amplitude, because total cross-section according to optical theorem is related with imaginary part of scattering amplitude for scattering angle equals zero, then we can calculate not only total cross-section, but also scattering amplitude with colorless contour numbers in crossing channel. Well, because this amplitude has this factorized form, it is natural that we can write Bethe-Salpeter-like equation for this scattering amplitude. Yes, what is this? Yes. But before doing this, and we obtained BFKL equation, but before doing this, I wanted to explain you how this formula, this factorized formula was obtained. We used, no, in 1975, I suggested to use unitarity and analyticity, unitarity, crossing symmetry, renormalizability of the theory. And using these general principles, you can calculate scattering amplitude starting from Born term in one loop approximation, in two loop approximation, in iterative way. In this approach, it is very important to know analytic properties, of course, this multi-particle amplitude. And this analytic properties in this multi-region kinematics was established already in Reggie theory. Namely, the most important property is the absence of simultaneous singularities in overlapping channels. Really, it is very trivial thing. It is related with conservation of energy momentum conservation, simply. And, of course, it is valid in massless theory also. And using this requirement, we can write production amplitude in the form in which we don't have imaginary paths in overlapping channels, and imaginary paths, simultaneous imaginary paths could be only in non-overlapping channels. Ну, for example, for production of one particle in multi-region kinematics, we should write this production amplitude in the Reggie ansatz in such simple form as a sum of two terms where this coefficient C1 and C2, they depend on T, on moment of transfer, and they are real functions in all channels, in all physical channels. Well, there are many physical channels which are related with crossing transformations. And this formula is valid in all physical channels in principle. When you perform analytic crossing transformation, you should analytically continue to only these simple factors to other channels, physical channels. If you consider production amplitude of two particles in multi-region kinematics, result is slightly more complicated. Instead of two functions, real functions, we have five real functions. And this can be considered as dispersion-like representation because it relates real and imaginary parts of amplitudes in all channels. And therefore, when we populate imaginary paths of scattering amplitude using unitarity approach, no discontinuity in some channel using unitarity approach, we can restore after that real path of amplitude using these dispersion relations. And because it turns out that in leading logarithm approximation, scattering amplitude is real, no, imaginary part is small in comparison, in each order of perturbation theory is small in comparison with real part. It turns out that unitarity equation in all channels can be written in very simple form, namely using this unitarity equation, we can express discontinuity of this production amplitude as a product of this amplitude summed and over all intermediate channels. And we can restore after that real part of the scattering amplitude using very simple, no, using in fact this dispersion representation. And therefore we can obtain infinite set of equations for scattering amplitude, for multi-particle scattering amplitude. But from the first sight, they are very awful. These equations are very awful, even in comparison with this thermodynamic Guatanzas, I think. They are very awful. But nevertheless, it turns out the solution of this equation is very trivial, and solution of this equation is not just written here. It is, has this factorized form. It is surprising that this factorized form respects S-channel unitarity in all orders of perturbation theory, but of course in some approximation when we can neglect imaginary part of scattering amplitude in comparison with real part of scattering amplitude. Now, using this production amplitude, we can calculate total gross section, or we can calculate scattering amplitude with colorless quantum numbers in crossing channel. We obtain Betasalpeter-like equation. We can consider inhomogeneous Betasalpeter-like equation or homogeneous Betasalpeter-like equation. To solve inhomogeneous equation, it is enough to solve homogeneous equation, and homogeneous equation can be written, this BFKL equation can be written as a Schrödinger equation, and high energy behavior of scattering amplitude, total cross-section, for example, can be expressed in terms of ground state energy of this Hamiltonian, this BFKL Hamiltonian, well, in leading logarithm approximation, now next to leading terms I calculated to this equation, but I consider this in next slides, these calculations. BFKL Hamiltonian has, in my opinion, rather simple operator form, which is written here. This corresponds to contribution of Frege trajectories. No, you remember they have logarithmic behavior Frege trajectory. And this term is obtained from S Fourier transformation of this squared of this effective vertex, region effective vertex, and denominator we obtained k perpendicular of squared of emitted particle, and after Fourier transformation we obtain this logarithm rho 1 2 squared, and this contribution corresponds to numerator in this region gluon vertex, and here we have also propagator, two propagators of two gluons, usual propagators of two gluons. Well, in my opinion, it is very simple. Schrödinger-like equation. Psi is related with Euler constant. It's Euler minus Euler constant. What is remarkable in this equation? It turns out that this equation is invariant under Möbius transformations. These Möbius transformations. And therefore, we can classify solution of these equations and eigenvalues of these equations in accordance with principal series of unitary representations of this group, and it corresponds to conformal weights, M and M tilde, and these conformal weights are related with anomalous dimensions of twist operators. And therefore, if we would find spectrum of this equations, it would be a function of anomalous dimensions and so-called conformal spin, integer conformal spin. And for this conformal spin equal zero, if we invert this function E as a function of gamma, we obtain some predictions for anomalous dimensions of twist operators in all orders of perturbation theory, and these predictions was used to verify populations of anomalous dimensions. There is a generalization of this BFKL equation, which was invented by Bartlett, Kwiecinski, Brushalovich. And in this case, we have equation for composite state, not only two Rydzajewskij gluons in crossing channel, but arbitrary number of Rydzajewskij gluons, no, n. N is arbitrary number, integer number. Hamiltonian of this equation can be constructed in terms of BFKL Hamiltonian with some color factor. This equation can be simplified drastically if you consider Lachin C limit, which is now very popular. And in this case, this color factor is substituted by one half simply, and only nearby particles interact each with other. And for this Hamiltonian of pair interactions, we have holomorphic separability, which was found in 1988. Hamiltonian, this Hamiltonian can be written as a sum of holomorphic and anti-holomorphic Hamiltonian. Holomorphic Hamiltonian is a sum of pair interaction, local interactions, only nearby particles interact with each other. And this holomorphic pair Hamiltonian is written here. It is a trivial way to obtain this result from previous Hamiltonian, of course. And because we have this holomorphic separability and these two Hamiltonians commute each with other, of course, solution of this Schrödinger equation can be written in the form of holomorphic factorization. In this form, where psi satisfy, no, corresponding Schrödinger equation in holomorphic subspace, and psi s satisfy similar equation in anti-holomorphic subspace. And these coefficients are chosen from the requirement that this function has the property of single-valuedness on this two-dimensional space. And these functions are eigenfunctions of Casimir operators of the Möbius group. And there is another remarkable property of this equations, Schrödinger equations in holomorphic and anti-holomorphic subspaces, not only this Möbius invariance. Namely, I forgot to say that, of course, this is very important. This holomorphic factorization is very important because in two-dimensional conformal field theories, it is a consequence of Virasoro group. And therefore, it is obvious that you have equations with very large symmetry. But now there is another symmetry. Namely, if you introduce differential operators in such a way that if you construct so-called monodromy and transfer matrix from L operators are constructed from generators of this Möbius group and some spectral parameter U, then if you find product of such 2x2 matrices, we obtain some monodromy matrix, which is parameterized usually by A, B, C, D, by four operator functions. And if you consider trace of this matrix, this so-called transfer matrix, then this transfer matrix commute each with other with different values of argument and commutes with Hamiltonian. And therefore, you have integrable system. Integrable system, this is, yes, and It is possible to verify that this monothermometric satisfies Young-Baxter equation, and in this Young-Baxter equation, this operator is 4x4 matrix is nothing but L operator, nothing but monothermy matrix for usual Gaithersburg spin chain. And therefore, and there is another remarkable property in principle of this equation and property of symmetry of integrals of motion, namely that they are invariant under duality symmetry, namely you can go from momentum to difference of neighboring coordinates, and from this difference of neighboring coordinates again to momentum, and Hamiltonian and all integrals of motion are invariant and such transformations, and if the set of these differential operators which corresponds to integrals of motion is full, it means that Hamiltonian should commute with these differential operators, and this is explanation why the system is integrable. It is very important transformation. In some sense, it is the symmetry, similar to symmetry of harmonic oscillator. And in 1993, I formulated this model as integrable lattice, classical lattice model, of the type of Baxter model, XXX model, classical. But it is well known that in principle, classical integrable models, two-dimensional classical integrable models are equivalent to quantum one-dimensional integral model. It is equivalent to Gaithersburg spin chain. And in this Gaithersburg spin chain, instead of usual spins, we have generators of the Möbius group in each point. And they interact each with other in local way. And this interaction is such that this model is integrable. It was established in my paper and in the paper of Фадеев and Корчемский. This everything was obtained. In Lidl logarithm approximation, it was obtained up to 1993, 4, 5, but during 10 years, starting from 1988, we with Fadin calculated next to leading corrections, and we calculated these corrections. During 10 years, we calculated these corrections, and we calculated eigenvalue of next to leading BFKL kernel. And it has rather complicated form. First term is proportional to psi function, and it is explanation of integrability of the model. And next term is more complicated function, and what is bad, it contains, in QCD, it contains Kronecker symbols. And therefore it could not have Gluck-Moshek separability. Hamiltonian could not have Gluck-Moshek separability, but it turns out that in NQFO supersymmetric field theory, as it was found in our paper with Kotikov, all Kronecker terms cancelled, and everything is simplified, drastically simplified. And this, I wrote here, this next to link corrections, in the form of so-called Hermitian separability. Namely, it is not sum of functions which depends on these conformal weights. I introduced these conformal weights earlier. But they depend on some other operators, M large, which I written here. And the special functions which enter in this expression are such that they have the property of maximum transcendentality. We established this in our paper with Kotikov and generalized this observation to the case of anomalous dimensions. Our postulate was that anomalous dimension in each order of dimensions in each order of perturbation theory should contain special functions with maximum transcendentality. Now I want to consider just BDS amplitude. Bernd, Dixon and Smirnov obtained a remarkable simple formula for scattering and production amplitudes in an equal force supersymmetric theory in the case when, well, of course, polarity and C in toft limit, and in the case of maximum helicity amplitudes with maximum helicity violation in 1995. Well, for the case, if you consider, I don't want to write the expression, but if you consider, if you simplify the expression in Regi kinematics, you would obtain very simple formula. This, which corresponds to Regi pole contribution, Regi asymptotics, and you can calculate parameters in, of this formula in terms of functions which were introduced by Bernd, Dixon, and Smirnov. And it, in this, in our paper, with Bartes and Sabio Vera, we considered also production amplitudes. And in multi-regi kinematics, for production amplitude, we also have very simple formula, which corresponds to this multi-regi factorization. Very simple formula, and these quantities are the same which were obtained in the case of elastic amplitude, this residues of regi pole. Regi trajectories also are the same. And new quantity which appears here is region particle, no gluon really, vertex, which also is expressed in terms of these functions which were introduced by Bert, Dixon, and Smirnov. Everything is nice in principle because it turns out that the expression satisfies this Feynman relations. You can verify that this amplitude can be written as a sum of two terms which do not contradict this Feynman relations. Everything is very nice. But when we consider production of two particles, we have disaster, complete disaster. Namely, this amplitude not only doesn't satisfy Feynman relations, but even worse, it doesn't have factorization, regi factorization properties. Namely, if you consider such, in principle, regi hypothesis, if it is valid, it should be valid in all physical channels. And therefore, we can consider such physical channel where S positive, S2 positive, S1 negative, and S3 negative. It means that these two particles are in initial state, really, not in the final state, but in initial state. And in this kinematics, this scattering amplitude has this form, and this form, of course, contradicts regi factorization because we obtain some additional factor which doesn't depend on invariance which entered in the this factorization formula. They depend on this K1 plus K2 perpendicular square, some squared of sum of perpendicular moment of this particle which contradicts regi factorization, of course. And explanation which was found in our paper with Bartes and Sabio Vera is that BDS expression doesn't contain Mandelstam cuts. Mandelstam cuts do not appear in plan approximation. They do not appear for elastic amplitude. They do not appear for five-particle amplitude, but they appear for six external lines. And I wrote here examples of Feynman diagrams which give this Mandelstam cuts. In principle, here we have Regi gluons, but if you consider in lowest order, in some sense, of perturbation theory, then in principle, there are several Feynman diagrams here. In this Feynman diagrams here, we have usual gluonic propagate. But in principle, there is another diagram in which this gluon is attached not to this line, but to this line. Yes, to this box diagram. And it turns out that just from this diagram, it is possible to verify that so-called Mandelstam requirements for appearance of the Mandelstam cuts are fulfilled starting from 6 point external lines, we can prove that this contribution is non-zero. And indeed, in principle, it appears already in BDS formula, but it appears only in one loop approximation. This diagram, without this repetition, in one loop approximation. And therefore, it is needed to include these contributions in all orders of perturbation theory to obtain correct expression. We should not violate Steinman relation. We have great experience in finding equations, but Salpeter-like equations for these ladder-like diagrams, and we can write such equation. And this equation is written again. It is possible to write homogeneous equation with some Hamiltonian, and this Hamiltonian is different from BFKL Hamiltonian only in the fact that here we have some different coefficient. In BFKL Hamiltonian, here we have unity instead of 1/2. And second thing, that we don't have this term. In principle, I introduced this term. Of course, P1 plus P2 square is Q square is T, and therefore, of course, it commutes with Hamiltonian. And it is not necessary to include this term, but what is important, that these numerical factors are different from BFKL Hamiltonian. And from the first side, it could be assumed that this equation can be solved exactly. But it turns out that nevertheless it can be solved exactly, and its solution even simpler than solution of BFKL equation in momentum space. Namely, it turns out that solution of this equation, homogeneous equation, can be constructed as a power of galomorphic ratio and anti-galomorphic ratio of momenta of two Rydberg gluons. Simply to some power, and this power depends again on anomalous dimension. It can be introduced such quantity in some sense in conformal spin. And if you put this ansatz in this new equation, we can calculate eigenvalues of this equation. These eigenvalues are very similar to eigenvalues of BFKL equation, but in the case of BFKL equation, we have some additional term here, 1/2, but here it is absent. And now I want to write solution of this equation, because I can solve this homogeneous equation. I can solve also inhomogeneous equation, of course. And I can write solution of this inhomogeneous equation for this correction for two-particle production amplitude in comparison with BDS result. It contains some additional factor in this kinematics when SS2 are positive and S1, S3 are negative. And this additional factor can be written in explicit form. It is written in explicit form in all orders of perturbation theory in leading logarithm approximation when this omega of the order of unity, this omega spectrum of this equation, this omega, I introduced this omega. Yes, it's not set it there. Okay, and this equation has remarkable property, namely it has Möbius invariance, but Möbius invariance is rather strange. You should perform this duality transformation. You remember this duality transformation, transition from momenta to difference of coordinates. And if you perform this transformation, then it turns out that these quantities which enter in this equation depends on harmonic ratio in this two-dimensional subspace. In principle, we can construct this quantity in perturbation theory, expand this quantity in perturbation theory, and this two-loop contribution, in principle, which is absent already in BDS formula. It is rather simple, unexpectedly in some sense simple, because we expected that we would obtain some special functions, but we obtained only logarithms. And what is important here, that this logarithms, arguments of this logarithms again are functions of harmonic ratios in this dual variables in two-dimensional subspace. And even more, it turns out that this expression, not even this expression, can be written as a function of four-dimensional harmonic ratios. How many? 10 minutes. Okay. Four-dimensional harmonic ratios. No, for example, this expression can be written in this form, this D-logarithm function, and argument of this D-logarithm is some function of harmonic ratio. And here we also have harmonic ratios. You can verify here. And this formula even better than this formula, because this formula is valid only in this kinematics, which I considered earlier, namely in this kinematics. But this formula is valid everywhere. Indeed, if we would consider other kinematics, no, for example, kinematics when all invariants are positive. In this case, chi is equal unity. Zero, chi equals zero, and this is zero, and we obtain zero. Yes, we obtain correction to the BDS formula is absent. No, in some kinematics, we cannot verify if this BDS formula is correct or not, because it is in agreement with everything in principle, in the special kinematics which we consider. And therefore, indeed, it is correction to BDS formula. And this correction includes some more complicated functions of these four-dimensional harmonic ratios. And the principle nets terms also, if you expand up to infinity here, all terms also can be written as functions of four-dimensional harmonic ratios. Now I want to generalize this to the case when we have in crossing channel, no, in one of these crossing channels, we have a contribution from exchange of n-energized gluons, not only two-energized gluons as in previous case, but n-energized gluons. It is Mandelstam-Katt constructed from n-energized gluons. It turns out that there are some Mandelstam conditions to have non-zero contribution from this n-region cut. These conditions should be fulfilled. And it turns out that they can be fulfilled only if the number of external particles grows. No, for example, for Mandelstam cut constructed from n-energized gluons, the number of external particles should be 2n plus 4. 2n plus, plus 2. Energies of emitted particle should be alternating, no, along this planar diagram. They should change the sign, and therefore pair invariants should be negative. All pair invariants except one invariant and total invariant, all these invariants should be negative. It is physical region also in principle. And now we can construct, of course we have inhomogeneous equation, but we can construct, we can attempt to solve initially homogeneous equation. And this homogeneous equation, of course, is of the type of Bartlett-Kwiecinski-Prashalovich equation. And it turns out that rigid trajectory, which corresponds to this equation, can be written as usual gluonic rigid trajectory plus some intercept. It can be named intercept, and this intercept doesn't depend on t due to conformal invariance. You'll see through a minute. And as a result, no, we have some quantization condition. There are many rigid trajectories of such type, no, rigid singularities of such type. And the problem is to calculate all energies and to calculate all eigenfunctions. We have, again, remarkable property of holomorphic separability. Hamiltonian can be written as a sum of two Hamiltonians. And this is just difference with the case of usual Bartlett-Kwiecinski-Prashalovich equation for colorless state and crossing channel, namely, we have some additional interaction, absence in some sense, interaction between first and nth particle. Instead of this, we have some kinetic term, additional kinetic term, but this contribution is the same in principle as in the case of closed spin chain. It is written here, and obviously, well, in principle, it is not written here, it will be written later. It is the same as in the case 5 minutes, okay? This equation has, again, remarkable properties, namely, it has Möbius invariance. If you introduce this duality transformation, if you go to some difference of coordinates and canonical conjugated moment is variable, is expressed in terms of derivative of this coordinate, then we can rewrite this Hamiltonian in terms of these new canonical variables. And it turns out that the new variables, it is Möbius invariant, and because it doesn't contain derivatives in Z0 and Zn, we can put Z0 equals 0 and Zn equal infinity, and we can write this Hamiltonian in this form. This term is conformally invariant, is sum of conformally invariant quantity, you can see from this expression, and there is some additional term here, which is not Möbius invariant already, but it is invariant under dilatations, because we fixed, in some sense, some parameters in this Möbius transformations. And we have first integral of motion. It is easily to verify in principle that hermicity properties of this Hamiltonian, there are two ways to obtain Hermitian Hamiltonian using some similarity transformations. There are two similarity transformations which give Hermitian conjugated Hamiltonian, and using this fact we can find that there is integral of motion. There is some differential operator which commutes with this Hamiltonian. But it turns out that there are many such differential operators. Namely, we have integrable Heisenberg spin chain, and if you use some helpful identity, I introduced already this L operators, you remember, constructed from Möbius group generators, and it turns out that there is such identity. And using this identity, you can verify that you remember my parametrization for monodromy matrix, and this element D of this monodromy matrix commutes with Hamiltonian. We can verify using this identity that it commutes with Hamiltonian, and it means that these coefficients are integrals of motion. They are written in explicit form, and one of these coefficients is just A prime, which I introduced earlier. And using this fact, we can state that our model is equivalent to integrable open spin chain, and therefore we can attempt to solve this model using usual Baxter-Sklanin method. We can use Sklanin ansatz in terms of Baxter functions, some Baxter functions, Q0. It is pure vacuum state, which was introduced in the paper of Fadeev and Persheim. Yes. We should introduce simply, okay. We should introduce simply generalization of rigid trajectories to all orders of perturbation theory and generalization of impact factors. Two functions, two new functions in principle. And in terms of these two functions, we can construct new BDS and that's which presumably is valid indeed in all orders of perturbation theory. Okay, and this is my last slide. And what I want to say that indeed scattering amplitudes in this in principle it is not important, and this approximation is not important if it is n equal 4 supersymmetric field theory or it is QCD. What is important here, it is large NC, of course, approximation. But I hope that if I would calculate next to leading corrections to this rigid trajectory, impact factors and so on, then the integrability would remain only for n equal 4 supersymmetric field theory. And it will be remarkable to apply to this problem, this, for example, this thermodynamic beta ansatz or this Y system, which was suggested in the paper of Kazakov and others. But it is future. I think it is future. But now what we can say that BDS ansatz is not completely right. We should include in this BDS ansatz contributions of the Mandelstam cuts. And for this Mandelstam cuts, we have integrability. Instead of simple exponentiation, we have, of course, more complicated formula, but in my opinion, they are more beautiful. Yes, that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay, question.
Do you have a comment in our paper with Brouwer, Schnitzer, and Tan? We noted that for the six-point function in this particular kinematic ansatz that you're looking at, the log of the difference between the log of the BDS result that you have and the log of the expectation is not a function of cross ratios. So I'm not exactly sure how that matches with the rest.
Our contribution is also from function of this harmonic ratio. Yes, this contribution.
No, but I mean, so specifically, if you look at what you had there, there's a function of cross ratios plus log minus t1 minus t over s2, and minus t1 minus t over s2 is not an analytic continuation of any function of cross ratios. So
it is obtained from BDS amplitude. What is the problem? You mean that from BDS amplitude we obtain some contribution,
right?
But it is amplitude.
I mean, simply, if you have this BDS result, yes. Now you want to add a function of cross ratios.
We don't want to add anything. We don't want to add anything. I mean that in leading logarithm approximation, indeed, you should go beyond BDS. But when you consider BDS, of course, we honestly calculate high-energy asymptotic of BDS, and we obtain some additional factor which contradicts range of factorization. That's all.
Yeah, no, but I mean...
But factor can be present in BDS. BDS and other people now agreed that there could be some factor which depends on harmonic ratio, four-dimensional. And our factor depends only on four-dimensional harmonic ratios.
I'd like to understand a little bit better about this open spin chain.
Yes.
So... can you show up the Hamiltonian or?
This Hamiltonian.
Yeah, usually when you have an open spin chain, do you have some, it's a fix?
You have pair interaction, which is usual interaction for closed spin chain. It is usual. You can verify that it is usual. I can tell you this pair Hamiltonian is such a function.
So
this xi function. We have some additional term this additional term, which corresponds to absence of interaction between first particle and nth particle.
So you have fixed boundary conditions.
Yes, very fixed, very fixed. And such boundary conditions that the model is integrable. Very definite boundary conditions. And integrable in very simple way.
Can you go back to the transparency number 12? No, the other... yeah, that's the one. Okay, so the final formula...
You mean this formula?
Yeah.
It's not final, of course.
Well, okay, on that transparency, the last formula on that transparency is... so each of the variables in that equation, if I understand correctly, is a four-dimensional dual conformal ratio.
Yes, harmonic ratio. Then we apply the arguments of this logarithm, of arguments of this function, of harmonic ratio. Of course, it's possible to add here some terms which are not leading in this behavior. And we see that this behavior contains logarithm plus 2. Of course, there are some corrections which do not contain this logarithm plus 2. They also depend on the harmonic ratio.
Right, so that was my question, yes. So that's valid only in the leading log of S2 approximation.
Yes, leading log, but then we interpret this leading log in terms of function of harmonic ratio. This expression is very in all kinematics, not only in our kinematics. It's important. But this expression is valid everywhere.
But those dot, 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 there's some other function there also containing...
Of course, yeah. There are some corrections, and when we compare next to leading corrections to our formula, of course we obtain this next to leading terms. Yeah. And that will be prediction for you or for somebody who attempt to compute it exactly in this amplitude in two loops. Yes. Analytically, I mean, what do you want?
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Heisenberg Hamiltonian you got.
Yes.
I've seen it for many years, but do we know where the roots of the bad answers lie?
Roots of the bad answers, there are infinite many roots.
Yeah, but what's the pattern? Do we know that or not?
For simple states, you know, of course. For complex states of two particles, of course, you know the position of the better roots. Because if this equation, but the equation can be solved.
Okay, if there are no more questions, just to check, after the break, I think we continue with Yannick and Banyo, right? Like predicted yesterday. Okay, let's thank Les again.